The Right Attitude. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The Right Attitude. What is the right attitude for living a healthy, happy, hearty life? What is the right attitude for getting the most that we can out of every moment of our life? What is the right attitude? Well, it seems as though this is of little concern to an awful lot of people. An awful lot of people do not give thought to what is the right attitude that is going to make their life unlimited, that's going to make their life outstanding, exciting, worthwhile, magnificent. Because it's only attitude that establishes our entire life to be whatever it's going to be. Now, what is that attitude from our point of view? What is that attitude from our life? Well, the right attitude is everything is in divine order. This is not an easy attitude to profess, not an easy attitude to express. It's not an easy attitude to live in. And the reason for that is that all around us are the illusions of limitation and unhappiness. All around us are the illusions that other attitudes prevail, and they do. All of these other attitudes that are not, so to speak, beneficial or harmonious with us do prevail, because those are the ones that are given attention. Now, as we begin to give attention to positive attitudes in our life, positive experiences take place in our life. Just that simple. Just that simple and that definite. As we begin to give the positive attitudes in our life attention, they take place in our life. What would be a positive attitude that would be a very beneficial thing for us? Well, I'm whole and perfect is a very positive, beneficial attitude for sure. When we say, I am whole and perfect, then our body responds to that wholeness and perfection, but not at first. Not at first. At first, our body says, oh, who do you think you're kidding? Take a look at yourself. See all your problems. Don't you understand? you're a big joke, you know. And we sort of believe that. We say, yes, we do have some problems, and yes, it's a big joke, and yes, it is stupid for us to even think such thoughts. And, again, the body has won out. The mind has won out. The mind, or the brain, as we prefer to call it for the human brain, the brain likes the status quo. And the status quo is whatever condition you have accepted for yourself and put into motion for yourself and empowered. And the more you empower it, the more the brain feels that that is its responsibility to not let anything transgress on that attitude that you have. And the attitude may be, I'm sick, I'm unhappy, I'm poor. And those are attitudes, truly, we should not be espousing, that we should really not talk about. The attitude we want to talk about is that I am whole and perfect. I am surrounded by many wonderful, beautiful friends. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. As we put this attitude in motion, and it is an attitude, it's a point in mind. It's an attitude of mind. It's a way of thinking. And as we put that in motion, then we begin to sort of feel in that direction. Now, at first you say, oh, my body isn't whole and perfect. You know, I'm just kidding myself. And then you stop saying that because you're saying, I'm whole and perfect. 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 And things happen. And things happen. Remember the story of the little lady who was asked to babysit this elderly gentleman who was on his deathbed, and the family had to go out and buy some groceries. And so while they were gone, the little lady sat on the porch in the rocking chair, and she didn't go in and look at the man or see anything, but she just sat there and rocked. And she said to herself, Ain't nothing the matter, nothing ain't the matter. Ain't nothing the matter, nothing ain't the matter. Ain't nothing the matter, nothing ain't the matter. And she rocked like that for at least an hour or better that the family were out shopping. And when the family came home, they said, "Well, how's everything?" "She's just fine." So they went into the house, into the bedroom, and they didn't find the old man. And they said, "Where did he go? What happened?" And she says, "Didn't come out this way." And so they went into the kitchen, and there he was. He had made himself a sandwich and a glass of milk, and he was eating. He said, "I'm hungry." And he was enjoying it very much. And they never did figure out what had happened. No one figured it out. But the little lady rocking on the porch, she knew what happened. Ain't nothing the matter, nothing ain't the matter. She put a cause in motion. She put it into the subliminal aspect of this man's mind and heart and soul. And since there was nothing the matter, there was nothing to be wrong. Since there was nothing the matter, ain't nothing the matter, it was time to go and have a sandwich and a glass of milk. And so he did. And so we do. In our little story from Mr. Candle, the little boy had a little brother who was sick, and he went around outside the house, and he couldn't be allowed in where the sick boy was, so a little, I think a 9-year-old boy, he was walking around saying that his brother is whole, his brother is whole. He says, "My brother is whole, my 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 brother." He said it, he said it, he said it. When the family came home from work, they heard him saying that, and they thought, "Oh, wonderful." And they walked into the house expecting to see the brother whole, and the brother was whole. Now, this little boy came in later, and he saw that too. But all he did was to make his statement, "My brother is whole, my brother is whole." And so it was done. You see, the right attitude brings about the right results. And it doesn't matter how long or how serious or how far gone a person may be, the right attitude brings about the right results. Do you have anything in your mind, in your heart, in your life, in your experience that you would like to put to right? Well, make yourself an affirmation that fits the circumstance. And speak that affirmation with the right attitude, with the attitude that it is done, with the attitude that it is in perfect divine order. And as you say, "Nothing ain't the matter, ain't nothing the matter," or "My brother is whole," or whatever statement you choose, you'll find the magic of that statement brought forth in the experience that you are looking for. It's already done. Claim it, enjoy it, experience it, and know that you're a wonderful being. And with the right attitude, you'll experience it in every area of your life. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.